AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A big breakthrough may be coming in the fight against COVID-19, something long awaited by parents and teachers. Moderna submitted data seeking approval to vaccinate children 6 and under against the virus. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Paul Burton.
I think there is an important unmet medical need here with these youngest kids. They don't have any other vaccine. They don't have any other treatments. I think the FDA recognized that. They might indeed prioritize this application.
He says the lower dose formulation has a lower effectiveness rate than the vaccines for older children and adults, but it does offer some protection. Renowned virus expert Dr. Anthony Fauci is clarifying his comments about the pandemic. No, it isn't over, he says. But with COVID-19 better under control, the focus can be on reducing its impact and preventing hospitals from becoming overwhelmed as new surges occur. In Ukraine, authorities report relentless Russian shelling in communities in the south and east. There was a deadly bombing in Kharkiv. And outside the capital, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was given a tour of a bombed-out neighborhood where dozens of civilians were killed.
I imagine my family in one of those houses that is now destroyed and black.
The Commerce Department says the U.S. economy shrank last quarter for the first time since the pandemic struck 2 years ago, contracting at a 1.4% annual rate. First quarter growth was hampered by the slow restocking of goods in stores and warehouses and a reduction in exports. In Gulfport, Mississippi, Police Chief Adam Cooper said a quadruple murder suspect is dead after a two-hour standoff with police inside a convenience store. This is AP News. A majority of U.S. adults say they're concerned about misinformation being spread about the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
61% of Americans say misinformation around Russia's invasion of Ukraine is a major problem. Most blame the Russian government. Darren Linville, a Clemson University professor who studies the issue, says Russia's reach is broad and has been particularly effective in Spanish-speaking markets. The poll found half of Americans also blame the Chinese government. A new report from technology firm NewsGuard found China's state-run media outlets have made at least 74 English-language Facebook posts referencing a conspiracy theory that echoes Russian talking points. Jennifer King, Washington.
Scientists are warning climate change will result in thousands of new viruses being spread among animal species by the year 2070. This will increase the risk of these diseases jumping to humans. The greatest risk is in Africa and Asia. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.